This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Leaving a Lasting Legacy. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shares the biblical principles we need to pass on to the next generation in order to ensure their spiritual success. The circumstances of last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know can only be found in God's Word. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. This is a great opportunity to reach twice as many people with the certain hope of Jesus. Together, we can take the Word of God to people in need around the world through Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called Leaving a Legacy of Faith.
Romans 4:17. God said, I have made you the father of many nations. He didn't have a kid yet. God who gives life to the dead, and this is key, circle this, calls things that are not as though they were. That's not lying. God isn't lying. He's speaking in faith. He calls things that are not as though they were. That is the definition of this kind of faith, announcing it in order to experience it. Look at the Living Bible. It says, next verse, God speaks of future events with as much certainty as though they were already past. Friends, if you want to understand your pastor, you need to know that I have the gift of faith. In fact, it is my primary gift. I have the gift of faith. And I live in the world of spiritual reality. And I don't tell it like it is. I tell it like it could be, like it ought to be, like God wants it to be, like it can be. Now, I realize that there are teachers out there, some well-known, who a lot of their ministry is actually just telling it like it is about the world. And there's a lot of things in the world that are pretty bad. And so they criticize this and they criticize that and they put down this. And they tend to be fairly negative because there's a lot of reasons to be negative about it. And they say, well, I just preach it like it is. I just tell it like it is. Okay, that's one way to do it. But there's a better way. Don't tell it like it is. Tell it like it can be. Preach it for faith. You see, labeling simply reinforces. Telling it like it is has never changed anybody. It only makes people defensive. For instance, if I were to say to some of you guys, you're lousy fathers. You don't spend any time with your kids. That's telling it like it is. Your career is more important than your kids. That's telling it like it is. You say you love your wife, but you don't really show her in sacrificial ways. You're a lousy father. And that just labels people, makes you defensive. And basically, you go, you're right. Look how lousy I am. When you label somebody, you reinforce. When you tell a kid you're never going to amount to anything, you are setting them up for failure. On the other hand, if I were to say to some of you guys, I see in you the potential for greatness. If you would let Jesus Christ take control of your life, if you would let the Holy Spirit live through you, you're not going to be perfect, but if you'll let God live through you, you can become a godly man. You can become a man that your wife really does love and trust. You could become a father that your kids really do admire. You could become a man in the community that the community goes, I can count on that guy. That's a man of character. That's a man who when you can count on him. You could become that with Jesus Christ in your life. Now that motivates me to change. Not telling it like it is. Tell it like it ought to be, like it could be, like it should be, like God wants it to be. Speaking it in advance. Every single milestone in the history of Saddleback Church, I announced it in faith in advance before anybody ever believed it. Every one of them. I announced it in faith, in advance. This is what we're going to do. This is what's going to happen before anybody even saw it or believed it. It's just how faith operates. In fact, it's how you're saved. Look at the next verse. For it is by our faith that we are put right with God. In other words, you're not saved by your works, your good works. You're saved by your faith. And it is by our confession that we are saved. Now, he's not talking about confessing your sins. He's talking about confessing your trust in God. It's why at the end of every service I say, let's bow our heads and pray. And we say, God, I'm putting my trust in you. Jesus Christ, I'm trusting in you today. That is confessing your faith. We do it almost every service at the end. Say this prayer. You're confessing your faith to God. Baptism is a public statement of faith. It's saying, I'm saying I have put my trust in Christ. Announcing it before you experience it. You know, Jesus is walking down the street one day and a Roman soldier comes up to him, a centurion. And he says, Lord, I have a sick servant. I need you to heal my servant. And Jesus says, okay, let's go. Let's go heal him. And the centurion goes, oh no, I don't want to bother you, Lord. You don't need to come to the place. Just say it. Just speak the word. He goes, look, I'm under authority. I'm a man of authority. When I say it, it happens. I've got staff. I've got servants. When I say it, boom, it happens. So, Lord, you don't have to come to my place. Just say the word, and I know my servant will be healed. And Jesus looks at that centurion and says, in all of Israel, I have never found a man with so great a faith. Why? He understood that faith is announcing it in order to experience it.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick, the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book. In this book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you will begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on guided experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. This high-quality, vegan leather, four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to say thanks. Go to PastorRick.com today to get this incredible resource and have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. You can also text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to give. This opportunity is only available till the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Number five, faith is giving when I don't have it. Giving when I don't have it. There is a definite test between giving and faith, a connection. God uses finances to test us. And the Bible gives us the first person in God's list of Hall of Famers, the heroes of the faith, is a guy named Abel, had a brother named Cain. And you know why he made it into the Bible for faith? Because he gave an offering. Pretty an amazing thing. Have you ever had to decide between giving your tithe and paying a bill? This is a test. God is testing your faith. Will I pay this bill or will I give this tithe? Now, here's what it says about Abel. Verse 4, it says, it was faith that made Abel's offering to God a better sacrifice than Cain's. Notice what it was? It was his attitude, the faith. Through his faith, God approved of his giving. Now notice here, it's not what he gave that pleased God, but how he gave it. Let me say it again, because many of you don't get this. It's not how much you give that matters to God. It's how you give it. It's not the amount, it's your attitude. God couldn't care less about the amount you give. It's not the amount, it's your attitude. Do you give it in fear or do you give it in faith? There's two ways to give. When I give in fear, I go, I'm giving this, but I really don't want to give this. You know, I'm going to go help the poor. I don't really want to do it because this is money I need for myself, and I'm afraid I won't have enough if I give it away. Or if I come and give an offering, or if I give to help some ministry, or I help to give to anybody, I'm afraid that I won't have enough, so I'm going to hold on to it. Well, don't. Don't give. Because in giving in fear doesn't count. You don't get any points for it. In giving in faith, you're going, I'm giving because I know God will take care of me. He's made more promises about giving than anything else in the Bible. I'm going to trust him in this. See, you can give by reason or by revelation. I would like for you to write these words down, and I want to explain. It's very important. You can give by reason or you can give by revelation. And if you're going to become a person of faith, you have to learn to give by revelation. What is giving by reason? When I give by reason, I look at my budget, I see how much money I've got in my bank, I say, this is what I can reasonably give, I make a reasonable decision, and I give an amount that I think I can afford. It doesn't require any faith to give by reason. Even an atheist can give by reason. They do it all the time. You know, they give the Segerstrom Art Center or a lot of other philanthropies. They just figure out this is a reasonable amount, I'll give it. Doesn't take any faith at all. Giving by revelation is when I say, God, what do you want to give through me? How much do you want me to trust you for in this particular instance? It's not reasonable, it's by revelation. You tell me what you want to give through me. Now, an example of this, 2 Corinthians 8 says, because of their great joy, this is the people who lived in Macedonia, they gave even more than they could afford. How do you do that? It's giving when you don't have it. One of the best known Orange County executives told me years ago, Rick, when you tell business leaders that the best time to tithe is when their business is in the tank. When it's going down, when it's in the toilet, he said, that's the best time to give because you need God's help in your life. And it's an evidence of faith. I'll never forget, I've had this test many, many times. Kay and I have been tested giving when we didn't have it. One of the most dramatic examples was when we built this building back in 95. How many of you were here when we were in the tent? All right. So some of you remember the story. Most of you don't even know this story. We were meeting in a tent. We decided that we would have an offering to build this building. And so Kay and I prayed about what we would give, and we came up with an amount that certainly wasn't reasonable. It was unreasonable. It was more than we could afford. But we said, oh, we're going to trust God in this. So we're going to give God this amount. And then I was reading the Bible, and in 1 Chronicles, when it talks about the temple being built in Jerusalem, which was the largest offering in history, $400 million was given to build the temple in Jerusalem, $400 million. And God comes to David, the leader of Israel, and he says, I want you to announce your gift publicly so everybody knows that you're sacrificing as much as everybody else. I will never let anybody sacrifice more than us for Saddleback Church. So I've made sure of that for 26 years. And so we said, he said, you announce your gift. So David comes out to the people and he says, okay, we're going to build this temple. We're going to give an offering, whatever you want to give. Here's what I'm giving. So many cattle, so many pounds of gold and so many tons of silver and all this. And then he goes, anybody else want to give? Go ahead. And they built the temple. And God said to me, Rick, who's the leader at Saddleback? I said, well, I am. He said, I want you to announce your gift. I'm going, oh, no. I really didn't want to do this. God said, no, I want you to announce your gift to be a challenge to others. I go, God, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do it. Everybody's going to misunderstand. There'll be some people who think I'm bragging. There'll be some people who think I'm not giving enough. There'll be some people who think I'm trying to manipulate or motivate them. God, I really don't like the disapproval of people. So, no. It's one of the few times in my life I told God no. I said, no, I won't do it. And God said, well, you will do it if you want blessing and want that building built. And I argued with God, and I really did not want to do this. I just thought, it's going to be so misunderstood. Some people think it's showing off. And I mean, it just, I'd rather go have my teeth removed than do this. And so I wrestled with God. Finally, I said, okay. And many of you remember, we did this thing called Time to Build, which was 4 weeks of emphasis before we had the offering. And on the first week, I got up and said, folks, I really don't want to do this. But in the Bible, it says the leader is supposed to announce his gift to show that we're all in this together. And so I go, you're going to misunderstand it, and some of you are going to judge me, and I don't even know where the money's coming from, because this is an unreasonable amount. But I said, my wife and I have prayed, and we have committed to give over the next 3 years above our tithe to help build this building. And I gulped. And in my mind, I'm going, you fool. And I really didn't want to do it. And I said, folks, I don't know where that money's going to come from. So I was basically saying, we're going to give 2 years of our salary over the next 3 years to help build this building. How are we going to live on that? I don't know, but that's what we did. I said to the church, please pray for me. Okay? A month later, the weekend that we were going to do this special offering, I mean, I'm still biting nails. I have no idea where the money's going to come from. But I figure somewhere over the next 3 years, God will figure out a way for us to be able to do that. The Friday before that weekend, I got a call from Zondervan Publishing Company. This is in 1993. And they said, Rick, we want you to write a book. And we want you to call this book The Purpose-Driven Church, which was published in 95. And I said, we believe this is going to be a bestseller, and so we're going to send you in advance. All right! Okay. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. And I just remember getting up Sunday, the following Sunday, that weekend, 2 days later, and I said, hey, you guys remember when I made that commitment? Well, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, on Friday, I got this call from a company called Zondervan, and I told, and when I explained that, the place went wild. I mean, they were jumping and shouting and dancing and singing, and people were crying. I was crying. Kay was crying. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life. And I thought, I am so glad I never missed that test. I nearly missed it. Because of my own stubbornness, I would have missed how God is dependable if I hadn't publicly gone on the record to show my trust. It was a lesson I will never forget.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book. In this first of its kind book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. This high-quality, vegan leather, four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. You can go to PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Today, when you give a gift, your gift will be doubled up to $50,000. And we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience, which will help you recharge your batteries the way God intended. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Go to PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. You can also text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to give. This opportunity is only available to the end of this month. So please contact us right away. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.